WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. A car turning from Jones Butler onto Harvey Mitchell Parkway ignored a stop sign, crossed the grass median, and struck a truck headed north, causing it to roll over. The accident occurred around 9:30 Wednesday night and closed northbound Harvey Mitchell for 2 hours. Both drivers and the passenger of the car were transported to College Station Medical Center. The driver of the car had life-threatening injuries. Drunk driving is blamed for a six-vehicle accident at University in Texas. Shortly before 9 p.m. Wednesday, a car headed east on University struck the back of an SUV and pushed it into other vehicles stopped at the red light. Two people in the SUV were taken to St. Joseph's, and the driver of the car, 29-year-old Christopher Green of Bryan, was taken to the med, all with non-life-threatening injuries. Green was arrested and charged with his second DWI. A crash during the lunch hour Wednesday that began at University and College and ended at Texas and New Main involved a driver suffering from a medical issue. College Station police reported the death of a Caldwell man driving a pickup that rear-ended a car. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the two vehicles became locked by the impact as the driver of the car, pushed by the truck, went east on University and then turned south on Texas.
We did have independent witnesses, other witnesses, as the vehicles moved southbound on Texas Avenue. They also saw the GMC pickup pushing the Lexus and saw the driver of the GMC slumped over again as if in some form of medical distress.
Flieger says when the car turned off Texas onto New Main, the car hit a curb which separated the vehicles. The truck accelerated, jumped a curb, hit a tree, then hit a brick fence line on the A&M campus. The victim was transported to a local hospital where attempts to revive him were not successful. He was identified as 50-year-old Clifford Degner. Flieger says the driver of the car was not hurt. There were no passengers in either the car or the truck, and no other vehicles were hit. If you're interested in the proposed routes of a new Grimes County toll road between Plantersville and Todd Mission, you're encouraged to attend an open house today in Navasota.
We'll present six alternatives and we'll share the recommended alternative. A new roadway that will require approximately 400 acres of right-of-way and no relocations are required. So we want everyone to come out and look at the new proposed roadways that we have and to get their feedback on those.
Bob Colwell with the TxDOT District Office in Bryan says today's open house is at the Grimes County Expo Center from 5:30 until 6:30 with a formal presentation to follow. Drivers wondering about a 50-foot-tall geyser at University and the entrance to the former Scott and White Clinic Wednesday can blame a 2-inch cap on an 18-inch water main.
For some reason, it must have been a manufacturing defect or something, that cap blew out. And so that's why we had such a beautiful geyser going straight up in the air, because it was coming out of a 2-inch opening.
That's College Station Director of Water Services Dave Coleman, and he says despite the impressive nature of the problem, what he called leak-a-palooza, it caused minimal disruption yesterday. Pictures and video are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 73 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Join Brian Broadcasting on Saturday, April 12th from 9:30 until noon at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum for the annual Easter celebration, presented by the College Station Police Department. Activities include carnival-style games, bounce houses, face painting, egg roll, egg toss, and, of course, the largest Easter egg hunt in the Brazos Valley. Have your picture taken with the Easter Bunny and bring your own kite for the kite flying contest. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu/Easter.
It's 6:10. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Clouds today. There could be a passing shower or a thunderstorm. Highs today 77 to 82. It'll turn partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be near 55. Tomorrow, partial sunshine's in the forecast. Highs anywhere from 70 to 75. Clouds, they'll start to return tomorrow night. Lows will be near 50. On Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy with highs near 70 degrees, and we could suffer through cloudiness Sunday as well. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports coming up in just a bit. If you'd like the cars to go roundy round on Sundays, you'll get a chance to see one on campus. The famous number 24 car painted maroon. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Also, the ladies soccer team played a professional soccer team, and they did pretty well early. Not so well as late, though. Johnny Manziel, also NFL tour continues. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you about 6:50.
So we're going to have to suffer through cloudiness? Thanks, Rob, but sometimes we want the shade. We do. In July, we won't
pray
be suffering.
For it.
Yeah, we'll see how that happens. So when Schenectady, New York Police Sergeant Daryl Mallard arrived at the scene of Mary Greco's murder, he saw a blanket that her killer had draped over the retired nun's body. He noticed coffee mugs and glassware in the kitchen of her home. And the veteran cop spotted something in the bathroom. The toilet seat was up. The 82-year-old woman lived alone.
Don't.
No.
So, perhaps, Daryl hypothesized, the killer was a man who had used her bathroom. Fingerprints lifted from the toilet seat handle. Match those of one Michael Briggs, a 38-year-old robber on parole. Those prints would become part of the ream of evidence, both large and small, connected to Michael and how it connected to Mary's murder in 2012. At the start of the crime, he confessed on Monday of this week when his trial started. He'll be sentenced on June 30th.
It was the potty patrol.
That's exactly right. I mean, he lifted the seat. See? Ah.
It's going to be a good day.
I mean, now that's right out of, CSI right there.
Yeah, it really is.
It's real life stuff.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Okay, it's a woman living alone, and the potty seat is up. All right.
See, you should always put the seat back down.
All right, see, then you cover your tracks, so to speak. I didn't say that, did I?
Healthcare reform is here. With it, your business must deal with the increased complexities and burdens of rising cost, taxes, government regulation, and risk. Insperity takes care of all of this and more. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. If you're worried about healthcare reform, discover Insperity's unique workforce optimization solution, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. Insperity is ready for healthcare reform. Are you? For an executive briefing on healthcare reform from an Insperity Business Performance Advisor, call 1-866-210-7415. One call to Insperity can help your company run better, grow faster, and make more money. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's make it about the 3rd of April, day 93, 272 to go. Don't go to work unless it's fun day. We got that pretty much all the time here.
Yeah, we do.
Again, it's inside work, no heavy lifting, and we get a chance to just kind of stand around and chat or sit around and chat or whatever.
Laugh at one another.
We chat, that's right. Find a rainbow day. Conditions have to be right for that, obviously. It's, I don't know what this means, but it's World Party Day.
Okay.
What?
Sounds like that could be an excuse for all sorts of behavior. But, officer, didn't you know it was World Party Day?
Yeah, try that if it happens.
Clearly you don't listen to the radio.
Yeah, it's Chocolate Mousse Day, all right.
Oh, well, like a chocolate bunny?
Yeah, chocolate like a mousse, like M-O-U-S-S-E, like fancy.
Like K-E-Y.
Yeah, it's like a pudding with air in it.
whipped pudding.
Yeah, so, and then today, and I don't get it, because this is April the 3rd, and generally it's at least comfy outside. Today is Tweed Day. Tweed Day. Wouldn't that be better in September or October, I would think, if you're actually going to wear
tweed. I'm guessing across the pond it's almost always appropriate for that.
Could well be. We may have to look up the history of Tweed Day. We'll see. All right, on birthdays.
Paris Jackson, Michael and Debbie Rowe's daughter, really? 16 years old. Amanda Bynes is 28 from the movie Hairspray. I think it was the movie Hairspray. Jenny Garth is 42. She was in the Beverly Hills 90210 show. Leona Lewis, great singer, and that's about it. Worst interview I've ever seen. How was the music? Fine. She's 29 today. Adam Scott is 41 from Parks and Rec. Jamie Barber is 41 from Battlestar Galactica. Sebastian Bach, the lead singer of Skid Row, 46. Eddie Murphy, 53. David Hyde Pierce from Frasier. He was Niles Crane. Mm-hmm. 55. Alec Baldwin, the Rageaholic, is 56. Tony Orlando, Without Dawn, is 70.
Wait a minute. 70.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Wayne Newton, 72 years old. Billy Joe Royal is 72 years old.
Shouldn't they tour together?
That would be awesome.
Like the Lounge Lizard tour or
something? And then this one, we've got a threesome. It'll be perfect. Wayne Newton, Billy Joe Royal, Doris Day.
Oh, yeah.
Still alive and kicking at 90.
This sounds like a Branson rundown.
Yeah, that's
here.
What I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And that's all I got.
Get like an all-star tour. I don't know. Did you mention Peekaboo Street?
No, I did not.
I mean, what? And it's spelled, so you know, it's P-I-C-A-B-O. I mean, it's not like peek-a-boo. And I just, it would be interesting to know why they did that. I mean, just, you know, moms yelling at their kids, hey, peek-a-boo, come in.
Just, you can't find me.
So in another reminder of how real life is not like a movie, police in South Carolina say a man trying to sneak into an Arby's restaurant in the middle of the night through the roof instead found himself stuck inside the ventilation shaft for 10 hours.
10 hours?
10 hours.
Eesh.
And without a roast beef sandwich in reach. The 22-year-old was freed the next morning when an employee opened the restaurant and heard him shouting. Yeah, no kidding. Been smelling those sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, Obamacare is not only a disaster for our health care, but also for jobs and the economy. There's a new study out by the American Health Policy Institute. They find that large employers will be impacted by Obamacare, which ultimately impacts their employees. Key findings: Obamacare is going to cost large U.S. employers between $4,800 and $5,900 per employee. You got large numbers of employees. They're expected Obamacare cost increases of between $163 million and $200 million per employer. And the total cost of Obamacare to all large U.S. employers will be from $151 billion to $186 billion. And of course, those costs, they got to be paid for somehow. Well, that includes hiring freezes, reductions in forces, and also you, the consumer, paying more. That's the opposite of what our economy needs.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here, and you know what a firm believer I am in the American dream. Now, I know all of you work hard every single day, and most of this work is probably stored on your computer like I have here at my job. Now, did you realize you could lose all of that work if you are not backing up your files properly? You need to modernize and get Carbonite Online Backup. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically to the cloud, so that means you'll never have to think about backing up your files again. Your files are encrypted, they're stored safely off-site, and Carbonite knows that every computer needs backup, so they have affordable plans for your home computer or your entire business, and that includes server and all. Now, I strongly recommend Carbonite. We use it here on the Sean Hannity Show. I have it for my home computer. It's a necessity. If you have a computer, you need Carbonite. Just go to their website, carbonite.com today, type in the offer code Hannity, you get a free trial. By the way, no credit card required, plus they're going to give you 2 bonus months when you get a subscription. That's carbonite.com, offer code Hannity. If you have a computer, you need Carbonite.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is aggieathletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. aggieathletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has 2 ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Hi, I'm Elaine, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale College President Larry Arnn on the importance of the presidential oath of office.
Members of Congress and federal judges take an oath to the Constitution, but the Constitution prescribes the exact words of the oath only for the president. The American presidency was a new and powerful office created at the Constitutional Convention of 1787. Nothing like it existed in any other constitution in history. It was designed to allow certain virtues, decision, activity, secrecy, dispatch, things like that. And they were thought to be essential to executive power, especially in a crisis. But despite this immense power, the president is not so powerful as the Constitution itself. That is why presidents must pledge to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, and why it is the duty of the people to ensure that they do so.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To join the national conversation on the Constitution, go to constitutionminute.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's a happy story. A dog coming home after leaving Texas and going to Ohio. Little dog dug a hole under the fence.
Oh.
You see, that's how
it just
started.
That's a long tunnel.
Yeah. Apparently up and on the ground. Anyway, in his backyard, and turned up 4 days later at an animal shelter in Hamilton, Ohio. Now, he came from Killeen. So my thought is he hitched a ride someplace. I'm not thinking. Owner of the dog and the shelter have no idea how the dog made it all the way to Hamilton, which according to Google Maps is 1,100 miles away, or roughly 16.5-hour drive. But the dog, named Corbin, now back in Texas. The stories he would be able to tell, you know.
I know. It sounds like a Yankee dog leaving Texas for Ohio.
It could well be, but also, I mean, just think about that. Mama dog probably said, never take a ride with strangers because you never know where you'll end up. And in this case, it was Hamilton, Ohio.
That sounds like a jobs forecast.
Disney movie.
This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The overall outlook for job growth in the second quarter has not changed a lot in the latest Career Builder survey, but polling suggests some industries will do more hiring than the national average. Manufacturers will likely pick up the pace of hiring, and above average workforce growth is expected in the information technology, financial services, and healthcare sectors. General Motors CEO Mary Barra faced a more hostile group of lawmakers during her second day of testimony on Capitol Hill. Barra kept her cool and assured senators that millions of recalled cars are safe to drive until needed repairs are done. Some senators accused GM of covering up ignition switch defects. One told Barra, "You don't know anything about anything." Brookstone has reportedly attracted another suitor. The New York Post says Showcase, which has a chain of gadget stores in Canada, is interested in buying Brookstone. Stock market futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
We're a regional business that isn't so regional anymore. We need more office space, more phones, and more staff. It's a good problem to have, but still a problem. That's when we called in our secret weapon, Regis.
Businesses of all sizes are turning to Regis. With over 1,700 global locations, Regis offers fully furnished offices with flexible terms, a receptionist to greet clients, and access to meeting rooms and video conference studios. Get 2 months free when you visit Regis.com/radio now or call 1-800-OFFICE.
The 30th Annual Wine and Roses Festival at Messina Hop is Saturday, April 26th from 2 to 8 p.m. Taste wine, stomp grapes, enjoy live music, and more. Entrance to the festival is free. Visit MessinaHop.com today. Call 778-WINE.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Check some weather. Let's do that right now. Brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Got a 40% chance of rain today. Some of it could be severe, And we'll see if that happens or not. Then tonight, it's a 50-50 chance of rain with a low around 54. Then on Friday, it's about 70 degrees. And we'll have 50-50 chance of rain again on Saturday and Sunday. And Saturday night and Sunday, as a matter of fact. But the temps still stay pretty nice at about 70 degrees. Right now, it's a little gusty out there. Winds out of the south at 13, gusting to 23. 81% relative humidity. Overcast skies, and we're looking at 73.
Lack of self-confidence prevents a lot of people from reaching their potential. Yet self-confidence is pretty easy to come by. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees? Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. Call now 877-789-4173. There's no obligation. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. One major reason we don't achieve our goals is lack of self-confidence.
This country really suffers from something very serious. We talk about the price of gas being such a problem for the economy. What about the price of lack of confidence? All these people in the country are not fulfilling their potential, who have difficult relationships and don't know why.
Psychologist Sheena Hankin, author of the book Complete Confidence, says lack of confidence is pretty much all in your head. It's what you feel about yourself, which is not reality.
Feelings aren't real, and feelings are not to be trusted. First of all, write down all your negative thinking. Make a list of all your darkest thoughts. Breathe slowly and read it back to yourself. It'll begin to look dramatic to you. No, I can't stand this. This is terrible. I'm overwhelmed. I'll never get out of this hole. Just listen to that. Wait a minute. Let's reduce the emotion in that. Let's rewrite the list. I'd say this is a difficult situation. I have a set of decisions to make. I can calm my anxiety if I breathe slowly and tell myself that somehow it'll work out, and then you can begin to make decisions.
Always trying to please other people is both a symptom and a cause of lack of self-confidence.
Instead, follow my great belief, my philosophic belief, that we have to sit with ourselves and say, Sheena, what's the right thing to do at this moment in time? And if the right thing is to disappoint somebody, let me do it kindly. But let me do the right thing, not what somebody else wants.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees? Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. Call now 877-789-4173. There's no obligation. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states.
Bargain hunters, savvy shoppers, and anyone who loves to save money, this is the Can't Miss Car Buying Event. It's Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale. It's here this weekend. Over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos available at incredible, never-before-seen bargain prices. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield. Stock number 147.99A, 2008 Suzuki Reno, selling price $50.59, 60 months at 2.9% APR, $27. Down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
You'll love the selection, love the savings, and absolutely love your new car from the Repo Joe sale. But you must get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. $27 down delivers with payments from just $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryant in Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Texas congressman has identified the suspect in the shooting at Fort Hood as Ivan Lopez. U.S. Representative Michael McCaul, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, said Wednesday's shooting happened at a medical center at the base. President Obama says those who at the post who have served their country in Iraq and Afghanistan and should not feel afraid in their own community.
They serve with valor and they serve with distinction. And when they're at their home base, they need to feel safe.
Additional details about the suspect weren't immediately available. U.S. law enforcement officials say four people, including the shooter, were killed when a gunman opened fire Wednesday at Fort Hood. The official spoke on the condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to release the information by name. A car turning from Jones Butler onto Harvey Mitchell Parkway ignored a stop sign, crossed the grass median, and struck a truck headed north, causing it to roll over. The accident occurred around 9:30 Wednesday night and closed northbound Harvey Mitchell for 2 hours. Both drivers and a passenger in the car were transported to College Station Medical Center. The driver of the car had life-threatening injuries. Drunk driving is blamed for a six-vehicle accident at University in Texas. Shortly before 9 p.m. Wednesday, a car headed east on University struck the back of an SUV and pushed it into other vehicles stopped at the red light. Two people in the SUV were taken to St. Joseph's, and the driver of the car, 29-year-old Christopher Green of Bryan, was taken to the med, all with non-life-threatening injuries. Green was arrested and charged with his second DWI. College Station police report a Caldwell man had some sort of medical distress while driving Wednesday. 50-year-old Clifford Degner died while driving his truck, which rear-ended a car that was stopped at University and College. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the vehicles became locked. The driver of the car reported being pushed by the truck as both vehicles continued east on University, then turned south on Texas. The driver of the car and witnesses told investigators they saw Degner slumped over the wheel. When the driver of the car turned off Texas to New Main, the car hit a curb, which separated the vehicles.
The Lexus came to a stop on the grass on the side of the road on the A&M campus. The GMC pickup continued to accelerate forward, jumped the curb, ran over a tree, and then came to a rest against the brick fence line on the A&M campus.
Fire department paramedics determined Degner was suffering a serious medical issue. He was transported to a local hospital where efforts to revive him were not successful. The driver of the car, a 34-year-old man from Bryan, was not hurt. There were no passengers in the car or the truck, and no other vehicles were hit. Members of the Brazos County Extension Office were among those participating in this week's County Commission meeting related to using chemicals to kill weeds and brush along roadsides. Extension agent Dusty Tittle spent more than 30 minutes answering questions from landowners upset about the loss of wildflowers and trees from last December's spraying. Tittle, who lives in Falls County, says there's been been drought conditions on and off since 1996 that it's taken its toll on trees.
All of our perennial plants, our huge trees and stuff, they've been under significant stress for a while. So to say that this one herbicide application is the cause of any of them to die, it might have been the straw that broke the camel's back, but they've been under significant stress for some time.
Tittle invited landowners to contact the Extension Office to have staff inspect their trees and yards. Initially reported as a leak, it was really a 50-foot geyser from a broken water line Wednesday morning that closed University west of the freeway for about 90 minutes.
Well, what happens, we have an 18-inch water line that goes along University Drive there in front of Scott and White. And during construction, a T was installed to bleed the air out of the line. And that came up, and it had a 2-inch cap in the end of it. And that cap, for some reason, it must have been a manufacturing defect or something, that cap blew out.
College Station Director of Water Services Dave Coleman says what he called leak-a-palooza did not result in any loss of service. The next leg of a new highway from North Houston to Navasota is the subject of an open house today in Navasota. Bob Colwell with the TxDOT office in Bryan says there are 6 proposals and 1 recommendation for the alignment of the Highway 249 toll road from Todd Mission to Plantersville.
The Montgomery side of 249 has already started, and this is just to pick up where we would come with 249 into Grimes County.
Several other steps must be taken before construction starts.
After this, we have to go ahead and get our environmental clearance, and then we would start the right-of-way process. At this time, we do not know exactly when that would be.
Thursday's open house is at the Grimes County Expo Center, following an open house from 5:30 to 6:30. TxDOT will make a formal presentation. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by MRI Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Good morning, it's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling 8-to-8 service. That's overtime coverage for you and your family. No overtime charges. You come home, unit's not working, give them a call. 690-2278. Here are the numbers.
Mostly cloudy for today. We may see a shower or a thunderstorm pop up during the day. 77 to 82 this afternoon. It'll turn partly cloudy overnight. Lows near 55. Better day tomorrow with partial sun. Highs will be 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, increasingly cloudy. Lows near 50. Saturday looks relatively cloudy with highs around 70. We may keep clouds in the forecast into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Coming into college, I told my coaches when they recruited me, I said, I want to be the number one player taken in the draft in 3 years. I didn't say four, I said three. He was like, you come here, work, and we're going to get you to that point.
That's Jadeveon Clowney speaking during his pro day yesterday after talking with quite a bit of time, as a matter of fact, with the Houston Texans. A&M spring football yesterday and a famous NASCAR race car on campus at A&M today. All that and more coming up in sports.
Well, you know, it's budget time in Washington, which is always fun. We talked to Bill Flores yesterday, and, you know, Paul Ryan brings out this budget that's, it's going to cut a lot of money from this, going to do that. Anyway. The real work apparently started, the government focus, the legislators focus on, I used the word work, I didn't mean
that. A little bit of a misstep.
Well, yeah, something like that. But anyhow, so that starts today as lawmakers on some key committees begin action on the dozen appropriations bills that fund the operation of what is our government. The first bills will deal with military construction. Veterans Affairs, that's Bill Flores, he's on that committee. And for Congress and the legislative branch, funding the legislative branch, which, of course, needs to have that money, needs to, as a matter of fact. Now, one of the things that Congress is going to take a look at is a Capitol Hill scrim. So there you go. What is a scrim, you ask?
I do.
Okay. Section 1001 of the legislative branch bill bans the funding of scrims. A scrim is a giant covering for a building that is being renovated.
Ah, yes.
Okay? Which can have a photo of the facade of the building.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically what it used to look like kind of thing. So, why, you ask, would the Congress of U.S. America want to ban federal money going to scrims on Capitol Hill? Well, it may be because the scrim that was recently used to cover the front of the U.S. Supreme Court when renovation went on there in recent years. There's not a cost estimate of exactly how much that Supreme Court scrim cost taxpayers, but this was in the House Appropriations Committee. Quote, none of the funds made available by this act may be used for scrims containing photographs of building facades being restored or construction projects performed by the architect of the Capitol. So the scrim provision was one of eight in the legislative branch where Congress instructs that none of the funds be spent on this measure to be used for any certain things like delivering copies of bills or the congressional record to the members of the offices of the Congress members. So, go ahead.
I read an article about these scrims and what, because they're doing a lot of renovation.
They are.
Mm-hmm. And one of the points they made, and I tend to agree with it, is that a lot of people like to visit Washington for the tourist part of it. And when they take a picture of themselves in front of the Supreme Court, they want it to sort of look like they're in front of the Supreme Court. So what they did was print out what it was going to look like when it was done.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a pretty, I don't know if it was excessively expensive. Okay, maybe. But I thought it was a decent use of the money.
Well, again, if we're going to start talking about excessively expensive things in D.C.
I know.
That's
I just thought
be a really long conversation.
Well, and I thought that was just a very, it actually made the most sense of some of the money I've seen spent lately.
Yeah, it's like, I'd like to get a picture taken in front of the Well, it's got, you know, yellow crime tape type stuff in front of it. That's not very appealing. So, it does. It makes sense.
If they want to be austere, but go the whole nine yards. Don't just stop it at this.
Yeah, I would. I would like to know that. And of course, the other one that I was thinking about is the Washington Monument, because they've been doing some work on that. Now, that's kind of funky because I don't know that they covered the entire thing. The pictures I had seen, it was not completely covered, so that'd look pretty weird.
Well, they lit it internally, and it looks great at night, or decent at night.
Right.
Then the Capitol Dome, the scaffolding actually resembled the shape of the Capitol Dome.
Yeah.
So they put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, there are some aesthetics that have been taken into account rather than just kind of racking up the scaffolding and going to work on it and, you know, putting the sheetrock up there. Well, how much putty you got to put in there? Well, it looks like the White House may need to take a few extra victory laps because, you know, yesterday we had numbers, and Bill Flores was skeptical when we presented them to him about people accepting Obamacare. Well, the Quinnipiac University poll finds in their poll, U.S. Americans still opposed to Obamacare 55-41, with 40% saying they're less likely to vote for a candidate who supports the law. Wait a minute. Now that would be something that the Democrats would probably sit up and notice. Again, 55-41 margin that the Americans who they talk to are opposed to Obamacare. But when we start talking about punching the button, when we talk about voting and actually tying one thing to that, again, 40% saying they are less likely to vote for a candidate who supports the law. Now, 27% of those who they talked to said they're more likely to vote for a candidate who supports the bill. 31% said it didn't affect it one way or the other. Two more red flags heading toward November's midterms. President gets a 40-55% rating on the economy. 39-55 is the split on foreign policy approval, disapproval. So 40% like what he's doing on the economy, 55 don't. 33% like what he's doing on foreign policy, 55 don't. Not good news there. Now, and I tell you that, then to tell you this, and if you'll remember, Will Rogers said if you took all the economists in the world and pointed them, laid them end to end, they all point in different directions. I mean, you can find a poll for almost anything, and The Hill is reporting that there are a growing number of congressional Republicans in Congress who are telling the leadership, stop putting so much emphasis on the Affordable Care Act. We need to be talking about other things. Don't make that the main issue.
Well, Nancy Pelosi said they could run on it.
Yeah.
By then it would be perfect.
He said, if we have solutions and answers to the economy and jobs, I think the Affordable Care Act will take a back seat. This is what Dean Heller has said. He's a former GOP senator. And, you know, that's fine. The problem is the Republican Party still is perceived as the party of disconnect. And if we have time today, we'll talk about later that actually a ruling yesterday feels that way, too. The Supreme Court has issued a major campaign finance decision. In a 5-4 decision along ideological lines, the court struck down an overall cap on the amount of money that large campaign donors can give to candidates, political parties, and PACs in the 2-year cycle. I mean, I don't know that this is good. I really don't know. When you consider Sheldon Adelson gave nearly $93 million in the 2012 election cycle. Now they're saying it could be even more than that.
I would love to get a lot of money out, but I didn't understand until I read a little deeper that the caps are still in place. It's the cumulative cap.
Right.
That was removed.
So he can give to 30 different PACs.
Yeah. And, you know, guess what? They find a way. It's like,
I know.
It's like water. It all flows down into the same place.
But, I mean, that both sides are capable of doing it, so that should.
Oh, yeah, that does balance the. And if you'll go back and look, I think they said 14 of the top 25 are actually Democrat causes. 14 of the top 25.
And this is where I stand on it. Know your candidate. Who are they getting their money from? If you have a problem with money, don't vote for that candidate.
And it's out there.
It's okay? It's the voters' fault that we don't pay attention to who's receiving what money and how much and for what purposes.
We get the government we deserve.
Yes, we
definitely
do.
Yeah. And then kind of an aside on this, which is interesting, among the people who are not happy about the Supreme Court ruling, lobbyists. Well, because they've always been influence peddlers, and
sure.
Now if some guy's got a whole lot more money, they start to lose influence.
Looks like they didn't lobby hard enough on this.
That's right. Yeah. It's equal rules for everybody, but I get something extra.
Yes. So
there you are.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. And backed by popular demand, free wine tastings from 1 to 4 this Saturday and the first Saturday of every month. Spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans, open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 5th, it's Introduction to Beekeeping. Produce honey and help with pollination at home with a minimal investment in time and resources. Learn about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
As a concept here in Texas, ground covers are 50 or 55 years old. Now, of course, a few people grew English ivy and vinca major in heavy shade. That was when the grass just wasn't possible, but very few people purposely went out of their way to plant ground covers just for the sake of having them. They give you variety and beauty. They bring a lot to our landscape. The advent of permanent, easily installed bed edgings has helped make ground covers everyday institutions. I'll be back with details right after this message. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Our plants, our shrubs have really taken a beating. This is the perfect time to get out there and start repairing the damage. With just 3 steps, your plants and garden can be on the road to recovery. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil. It'll improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. And third and finally, put down a layer of Scott's Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You will find all of the Miracle-Gro and Scott's products you need for your projects at your local Lowe's store and other great retailers across Texas. That's Scott's Miracle-Gro, two fine names I hope you'll remember. Ground covers sometimes have to fit existing spaces. Maybe you have a steep slope where you simply can't mow, or maybe you have a long, narrow area where edging would be difficult. In those cases, bed design is a given. You put the ground cover where you need it. More of the time, however, you'll be shaping the new planting bed aesthetically so it'll contribute to your overall landscape picture. Make certain the ground cover has room to make a bold statement. Ground cover plantings usually look best if they're several feet wide, especially if they're surrounded by large open areas of turf and tall, long runs of shrubs. Also, if you're using sprawling and vining types of plants, use clump-forming plants for smaller spaces. Unless the rest of your garden is rigidly formal, ground covers usually look best in long sweeping curves. That's where supple garden hoses on warm summer days can let you play with the design until you have it just the way you want it. Have a friend stand on the end of the hose and then work your way from one end of the bed design to the other. Once you've positioned your new ground cover planting bed, spray the area inside the garden hose boundary with a glyphosate weed killer. That's a straight glyphosate product. It will kill the grass and the weeds without contaminating the soil. Once all the existing growth has turned brown, you can rototill the area. Incorporate 4 inches of peat moss, compost, pine bark mulch, and other organic matter into the top 8 inches of soil. If you're amending a tight clay soil, you can also add 1 inch of expanded shale if you wish. The final grade of your ground cover bed should ensure good drainage onto adjacent turf. If the bed is against the house, take care not to cover the weep holes in the bottom course of bricks. Water needs to drain away from your foundation. If you're preparing soil on a steep slope, you may want to add a layer of jute netting. This is a coarsely woven material that allows water to run down its fibers, and that reduces the chance of erosion before the ground cover is totally solid. You simply cut slits through the netting and plant your ground cover in through it. Depending on the type of ground cover you're planning on planting, you may find it in 2.5-inch pots, 4-inch pots, quarts, even gallons. In most cases, you can start with one of the mid-sizes, and they'll fill in quickly. I'm Neil Sperry. Landscape success begins at the outset in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:50. A&M football had spring practice number 13, and one of the biggest questions coming into this season is who is going to replace Johnny, followed closely thereafter by what is the defense going to look like this year? Defensive coordinator Mark Snyder addressed that after practice yesterday.
Yeah, I think Hardrick's had a really good spring. Obi Oha's fighting for his life because competition makes us all better. He knows what's coming. You know, we've moved him back to end. Jordan Mester, Giovanni's had a great spring. Leading, getting us lined up, playing with a lot of confidence. Justin Bass, believe it or not, has had a good spring. AJ is coming. We're keeping him at one position. He's gotten better each and every practice. Back end, Shazer's leading. You know, he's had a great spring. And the two young corners, I've been pleased with them. You know, they did some good things out there today. You know, we threw them in with the ones, and because those guys are going to have to play. And I've been pleased with those guys as well.
We'll keep it here with football for just a minute as Johnny Manziel's NFL tour continues. After a standout pro day performance last week, Manziel was slated to meet with the Patriots Wednesday, and now it's on to Cleveland. Unlike the Patriots, however, Cleveland actually has a chance to draft Manziel as its quarterback of the future, as they have the number 4 spot overall in May's draft. Number 1 goes to the Houston Texans, and they spent quite a bit of time yesterday with questions for South Carolina Jadeveon Clowney. Clowney wants to be number 1 in the draft.
This is about my pride, you know. Coming into college, I told my coaches when they recruited me, I say, I want to be the number 1 player taken in the draft in 3 years. I ain't say 4, I said 3. He's like, you come here, work, and we're going to get you to that point. So it's always been about my pride thing. It never been about nothing else. I always told myself I want to be the first person taken in the draft.
If you're looking for something to do a little later on this afternoon, NASCAR driver of the famous number 24 car, Jeff Gordon, in the Aggie Maroon race car, like the one he'll drive this weekend in the Sprint Cup race at Texas Motor Speedway, will be on campus at Rudder this afternoon. The former student and exalted chairman and CEO, Charles Shavers, class of 80, is providing this for the Texas A&M at no cost to the university, and will also be in attendance with 28 A&M engineering students at the suite on race day to provide them with a behind-the-scenes look at how engineers impact one of the most popular sports in the world. Texas Athletic Director Steve Peterson said Tuesday that he's not looking to schedule any non-conference football matchups against Texas A&M, at least not in the short term, because he's more concerned about expanding the Longhorns brand with more opportunities for games outside of the United States. He's scheduled basketball games in China thus far and wants to expand to Dubai because there are a lot of Texans there that are oil and gas people. On out of A&M soccer, they struck early but were unable to hold off the Houston Dash of the National Women's Soccer League, falling to the Professionals 3-1 at Ellis Field last night. The 18th-ranked Texas A&M softball team took one on the chin in a close one, though, to Houston 2-1. In Major League Baseball, Sin Shu Chu drew a bases-loaded game-ending walk against Jonathan Pettibone, and the Texas Rangers beat the Philadelphia Phillies 4-3 yesterday. Ranger skipper Ron Washington gives all the credit to his bullpen.
I thought they did a great job. You know, Figgy was in the toughest situation right there, especially when he ended up walking Utley. But then he got the line drive to get out that inning, made it all good. Then Tolleson came in and gave us one in the third innings. And then Rosen came in behind him and just kept pounding the strike zone, making pitches, and kept us there, and we were able to pull it out at the end.
And by the way, Texas Rangers say Ace Yu Darvish will make his first start of the season Sunday against Tampa Bay. Rangers manager Ron Washington says Darvish is strong and stronger than he was before, with the neck stiffness almost completely gone. In other Major League Baseball action, Matt Dominguez added a home run late to help the Houston Astros take the opening series from the New York Yankees.
Here's the wind, the pitch swinging, and that's lifted and deep down the right field line. That's still going up. Running out of room is Beltran, and it's gone. Ball just kept carrying. Matt Dominguez drives it opposite field. It's 3-0.
Ended up 3-1 on that dinger, and the Stros won the season of this season opener 6-2 and put a damper on the first series of Derek Jeter's final season. Jeter was 0-3 with a walk and a strikeout. In the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs rolled to a 111-90 victory over the Golden State Warriors late to extend their franchise record winning streak to 19 games. Spurs center Tim Duncan was asked if the streak really played into him getting ready for games.
No, not at all. Only when you guys bring it up.
And finally, Mexico rallied from a two-goal deficit at half to earn a 2-2 draw with the United States in a friendly, what amounts to practice game as everybody's gearing up for the World Cups. And that has been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Interested in exploring the crossroads of science and religion? Then make plans to attend the 2014 Trotter Lecture, Monday, April 7th at 7 p.m. in the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center on the Texas A&M University campus. The free lecture will feature two speakers, James A. Shapiro, professor of microbiology at the University of Chicago and an expert in bacterial genetics, and James M. Tour, T.T. and W.F. Chow professor of chemistry at Rice University and inventor of the world's first nanocar. Shapiro's talk, The Read-Write Genome, Taking Some of the Mystery Out of Evolution, will explore a cell-active view of genetic change in which genomes are intricately formatted data storage systems subject to constant modification and improvement. Tour's talk, The Impact of Faith Upon a Life of a Scientist, will describe the nanoscale science and technology research, then detail the story of his coming to faith in Jesus Christ and the impact of the scriptures upon both his life and his career as a scientist. No tickets or RSVPs are required for this free lecture event. For more information, contact the Texas A&M College of Science at 979-845-8817.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll do the weather in a moment, but first, the forecast ahead is sunny and bright for Willard Scott, legendary show, Today Show weatherman, got married on Tuesday.